Morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio. And with me this morning in our Knoll Foundation studio is Tim Chauvin. He's the president of Red Suspenders Timber Frames and also the coordinator for the Timber Framers Guild Project. And he's here to talk with me about the Lake Neckanich Pavilion Project, which is going to take place from March 20th through the 28th on Lake Neckanich in East Texas. Tim, thanks for stopping by this morning.
Oh, Bill, thanks for having me.
So tell me first a bit about what timber framing is and the history behind this artistry, which actually goes back thousands of years.
It goes back a long way. It's basically a technique where you build a structure using large wooden timbers, posts and beams, and you connect them using a series of wooden joinery. Instead of using metal fasteners and so on, the individual timbers are joined to each other using a wooden connection, often secured by wooden pegs or possibly wedges, depending on the geometry. And this is a type of craft that's been practiced all over the world. Wherever people had wood and a need for housing, this sort of developed. And developed in the Far East, China, Japan, Korea, independently of all the development that happened over in Europe and Germany, England, France, and so on. So it's been around wherever people had wood and had a need for something to be in. Timber framing seemed to answer the call.
Tell me a little bit about one of the things that this affects is the interior design of the building. It actually allows for really vast open spaces in some of these structures, doesn't it?
Yeah, because we're not relying on a bunch of small pieces held together with relatively light-duty fasteners, we can go ahead and arrange these things and both define the decor and the interior spaces of the building by the placement of the timbers themselves, but also by the proper locationing of them and sizing of the timbers. We can open things up a good bit. It's not unusual for us to have a 30 or 40 foot span in a building, from wall to wall instead of a bunch of rooms in between.
So if you like those big open spaces that you can find in some buildings, this would be a method that would accomplish that quite well.
Yeah, that's why the old barns were built this way. Old cathedrals had this type of work in them. Westminster Hall and in the Far East, numerous buildings, pagodas, the entire Forbidden City and Beijing is entirely timber framed.
Now, you've traveled to China on a regular occasion to learn more about this technique?
I've had the pleasure of being over there on several occasions and have met up with some of the master tradesmen over there and learned a little bit about what they do. Their history is a long, unbroken one. And the techniques they use are very different than what we use in Europe, although the basic concept is the same. Different pieces are held together by nothing more than wooden joinery.
Okay. And now tell us about the Timber Framers Guild project and what are you trying to accomplish with that?
Okay. The Timber Framers Guild is an international organization. It's a nonprofit dedicated to education. And part of our whole mission is to get out there and help people learn the trade of timber framing as well as learn about the trade of timber framing. And one of the mechanisms we use to get there is holding a workshop or some type of project where folks come in, they learn from a bunch of master and journey worker timber framers and actually do the work themselves and get a hands-on training period. And at the end of the project, there is literally a building to be put up. And that is the work product of the entire class.
And these are kind of like public works donated to various organizations and things. So this year you're going to be working on Lake Neckanich.
Yes.
And you're going to be building a pavilion. This is like a community pavilion that people can come have picnics and that kind of stuff in. So tell us about this pavilion.
Well, Lake Neckanich is a lake that was built by the Army Corps of Engineers. It's been in the planning stages and it's finally come to pass. And one of the aspects tied to it is a public park. It's owned by the county of Nacogdoches. And we are going to put in a pavilion that'll serve numerous functions out there, a picnic area, a shaded area, potentially a concert venue, all kinds of possible uses. And one of the things about these guild projects is we always do a public works project. We always do it in partnership with the local community. In this case, it's the Rotary Club of Nacogdoches and the county parks board there in Nacogdoches County. And in the end, it's a public building that's there for everybody to use.
And who can get involved in this?
Anybody can actually attend the workshop. There is a tuition fee involved. It's a week-long workshop, as I said earlier. It's hands-on training, and you could be a full-fledged carpenter with a lot of experience, or you could be literally somebody who's never done it but maybe seen it on TV on this old house or something like that and said, gee, it would be fun to give that a try. And this is an opportunity to do that, and we cover all levels of skill coming in, and we try to teach everybody something that's appropriate to their skill level.
Okay, so those folks out there who really like to, kind of work with wood and in that venue, this might be something that really would fascinate them to see how this project comes together.
Indeed, if you've ever done furniture making or something like that, when you really get down to a timber framing, it's just furniture on a lot of steroids.
Right.
It gets really big. And instead of little pieces of wood, it's very big pieces of wood. But the concept is very similar. You're using wooden connections to hold the whole product together.
Well, can you tell me about some of the past Guild projects and what you have done?
The Guild has been involved in all kinds of things. The ones that I've been involved in personally are the Speed River Bridge in Guelph, Ontario. It's a wooden covered bridge that was built to connect a park pathway system within the city of Guelph, Ontario. We also did some homes for Habitat for Humanity. We've done numerous projects around the United States and Canada. And here in East Texas, in our region, we've done five other workshops over the years. Two of them are in Nacogdoches, one of them's in Tyler, two of them are in Athens, Texas. And the one coming up will be number six in the series.
And so this workshop is actually going to take place March 20th through 28th, and that's when you're going to actually build the pavilion
as
well.
We're going to start with raw wood at the beginning of the week and actually have a finished product at the end.
Okay. So now the Guild also has something else going on. It's your open apprentice training. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, the Guild runs a full-fledged apprenticeship program for those folks who want to potentially look at a career in timber framing. It's a very well-organized, carried-out program of learning everything from which end of the chisel is the dangerous one all the way through to doing compound joinery. And so this is you can sign up for that at any point. There's a well-mapped-out curriculum that you can plug into.
Okay. Now for the workshop, will the individuals who want to come out and participate, will they need to bring any material themselves?
The only thing they need to bring is the first thing is a good attitude and a willingness to learn. And the second thing is there'll be a list of small hand tools that you have to bring so that you can have those to work with. But all of the heavy equipment, all of the materials, all of the big stuff will be there and provided.
And how do they get in contact with you if they'd like to get involved?
The easiest way to get involved in this is go to the Timber Framers Guild website. It's tfguild.org. That goes directly to our website and has all the registration material and discussion of the project itself on there, as well as other projects that are going to be coming up in the future. Or you can call the office at 855-598-1803. And if you really want to talk to somebody directly, you can call me at Red Suspenders Timber Frames or email me there.
Okay. And now on another issue, you have what is called a Heritage Appeal, and this is a fundraising project. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. In addition to educating people, we try to help pay for that education. A lot of the folks coming into the trade are not wealthy. They're young people coming in and trying to learn the trade. And part of the way we help make scholarships available is appealing for funds that go to the scholarship thing. And that another thing you can pick up on the Guild website.
Okay. And another item that I checked out on your website, it says current members of the Guild have Timber Framing 110 courses online. So these are actually online courses about the project and the history of timber framing?
Yes, they are. They're relatively straightforward. And they're relatively simple, but they are definitely there, and it's a good way to get a start on your education in timber framing.
Tim, any final thoughts you want to share with folks?
Anybody who's interested in being part of this workshop, we'd love to have you there. Timber framing is a wonderful way to build. It's a good group of people doing a worthwhile project, and we'd love to have you there. So please feel free to let us know.
A beautiful traditional artistry, and nice to see it's continuing on into the future.
Right. Here in America, it pretty much stopped in the middle of the 19th century. And even though it was ongoing in Europe and some small communities here in the U.S., it basically was completely supplanted by what we consider conventional construction now. But in the 1970s and 80s, it's made a comeback, and we continue to carry that on now.
Tim, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Bill.
That was Tim Chauvin, president of Red Suspenders Timber Frames and the coordinator of the Timber Framers Guild Project, who joined me in our Knoll Foundation studios this morning to talk about the Lake Nakanishi Pavilion Project, which will take place on March 20th through the 28th on Lake Nakanishi in East Texas. If you'd like to learn more, you can contact the Guild again at www.tfguild.org. or by phone at 855-598-1803. You can also find links to the Guild on our website, redriverradio.org. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beck.